before. He played knick-knack on my door with a knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. This old man came rolling home.
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. We start our broadcast this time with our usual information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, of course, concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that the level of solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. The daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 13, that's 1-3, and the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has reduced to 75. And those figures are tending to fluctuate almost on a daily basis, but it indicates that the general level of solar activity continues to be quite low, and that is expected to continue until the start of the next sunspot cycle 24, which is expected to begin in about 12 months from now. So high frequency propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on long distances on frequencies above about 10 megahertz will continue to be unreliable. In the meantime, some monitoring notes made here in Melbourne as we move into our pre-winter season. This is between 2200 and 2230. That's 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. here in Melbourne. In the 41 and 31 metre bands. 7435, Radio Free Asia from the Tinian relay station in the Marianas Islands with Chinese. That closes down on that frequency just after 2200. 7415, China Radio International from the Kashi transmitting station with English. And another frequency for China Radio International, 7395 with Chinese. And the domestic service from China, China National Radio Network 1 on 7345. And Network 2 from China National Radio is 7315. And the station at Kunming, the relay station at Kunming from China Radio International on 7325, observed with Chinese. 7310, BBC from Wolverton in England, heard with English, world service until closing just on 2200. And the Voice of Vietnam, 7280, English, until signing off at 2200. And 7205, China Radio International from the Xi'an transmitting station, signing off at 2200 in English. And interesting home service broadcast from China, China National Radio Network 11, that's in the minority languages service in Tibetan, on 9480, from the Baoji transmitting station at around 2155. And 9560 NHK Radio Japan in Tokyo, broadcasting from the Yamata transmitting station in Indonesian until 2200. And 9610 China National Radio Network 8, another domestic service broadcast in Chinese. And another frequency and Voice of Vietnam on 9840 in Japanese, signing on at 2200. So quite a number of frequencies there, number of services, transmissions heard here in Melbourne between 2200 and 2230, broadcasting in the 41 and 31 metre bands. In our early evening periods here in Melbourne, some good signals in the on the higher frequencies, in the 25 metre band and the 16 metre band. And this is what we heard recently. They're mainly Chinese stations, which the propagation is optimum at that time of the day here into Melbourne. 11640 China Radio International from Xinhua in Cantonese. And 11710 from Nanning in Chinese. And 17490 in English from the Kashi transmitting station. And Chinese service on 17615 from Kunming. And 17670 in English from Kashi. Same program on the next frequency, 17680. And 17750, China Radio International, from the Chaozhou language, from Xi'an. Other stations heard in the time period 0700 to 0730 include 17730, the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, in Arabic, to the Middle East. 17760, the Sound of Hope, a politically based broadcasting station programs originating from Taiwan in Chinese. And 17815, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, signing on at 0720 with Spanish programs. And 17865, China Radio International with French programs from the Kashi transmitting station. The Sound of Hope, political broadcasting station from Taiwan in Chinese. And 11855, China Radio International from the Serik Albania relay station in Chinese. And 11875, the same station in Chinese, broadcasting from the Nanning broadcasting station. And China National Radio Network 1, that's all over the place, 11960. So good reception here in Melbourne between 0700 and 0730 in the 25 and 16 metre bands, mainly dominated by transmissions from China. And that type of reception should continue for the immediate future. And some information now from our friends in Eastern Europe, from the SWL DX monitoring organisation, which is based in Sofia. These details refer to reception in the Bulgarian area, mainly during the daylight hours. Egypt, mystery Egyptian music station, continues to be heard on 9400 around 0905 to 0915. The transmitter site is not known. And an unscheduled broadcast of Deutsche Welle via the Issedon, France relay station, noted recently in Eastern Europe, 15195 between 1400 and 1530, to Western Africa from the Issedon transmitting station, as I mentioned, 500 kilowatts, the antenna 170 degrees. And Pan American Broadcasting Organization via the Nauen Germany relay station heard on 15205 from the Nauen broadcasting facility, that's the relay station in Germany, 1430 to 1445 to Southern Asia in English. Very good signals in Eastern Europe with 250 kilowatts and the antenna 094 degrees. And Radio Kuwait, noted in the digital road, DRM, combined with AM. I'm not quite certain what that means. The information says it's been heard in both modes. Never mind. The DRM service is noted on 15110 between 0945 and 1325 in Arabic, the general service to Western Europe. And the AM service, noted with the Arabic program carrying Holy Quran, 1355 to 1600 on 11630. Both transmissions with 250 kilowatts, the DRM service on 310 degrees and the AM service on 230 degrees. Oman, Radio Sultanat of Oman, broadcasting on shortwave, carrying relays of the FM service from 90.3 megahertz. 9620, between 1400 and 1445, in English to Western Europe, with 100 kilowatts and antenna 315 degrees. And a good signal of the Far East Broadcasting Company, in Ukrainian and Russian, noted in Europe on 9920 between 1530 and 1600 to Central Asia, and 100 kilowatt transmitter there on 323 degrees. And a station known as Radio Ergo, that's E-R-G-O, from the relay station at Dubaya in the UAE, heard on 17845 between 1200 and 1300, broadcasting to East Africa in Somali. Transmitter there, 250 kilowatts and the antenna 225 degrees. And Transworld Radio Africa via Dubaya in the UAE, 17680. 1300 to 1315 to East Africa in the Afar language, 250 kilowatts and antenna 230 degrees. And Far East Broadcasting Association, a station known as Radio Sama, S-A-M-A, from the Wolverton relay station in England, the 19 metre band, 1700 to 1800 on 15260 in Arabic to the Near Middle East, 250 kilowatts and 107 degrees antenna, and 1730 to 1900 on 15510 in various African languages, including Arabic, through Central and East Africa, 300 kilowatts and antenna 140 degrees. Voice of America, noted in Eastern Europe, 9885. From Wolferton in England, 0530 to 0600 in French, Mondays to Fridays to Central Africa, 250 kilowatts, 152 degrees antenna, and 0600 to 0630, same frequency, 9885 from Greenville, programming in French to Central Africa, Mondays to Fridays. And good signals of the Voice of Hope, a religious station in Zambia, noted in Eastern Europe on 11680, 0500 to 0800 to Western Africa in English, Mondays to Fridays, transmitter 100 kilowatts and the antenna 315 degrees. Well, those notes were provided by the SWLDX Bulgaria online newsletter, which originates from technical monitors located in Sofia in Bulgaria, and we thank the organisation for allowing us to reuse those items in our broadcast. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.